Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I really didn't know my eyes were that bad because you just get used to it over the years.
This is why you probably didn't like driving at night because you were, and I get that because you're like, I can't really see things. But you can't really see things if you don't have glasses and you never thought to get them until you're like almost 40.
I just didn't think my eyes were that bad.
Oscar, his eyes were so bad, his prescription was one pair of glasses or a dog. We had a nice little discussion, and I said, well, I just want to say I love you and happy Father's Day. And he said the nicest thing to me, and I don't want to be like saccharine or anything.
No,
but he said,
I love hearing this.
He said, you were always easy to be a father for. It was always easy to be your dad.
No, S. He left for the majority of the hard years. HBS. That was your line.
What was the old thing that where you could have like a favorite person on the other end of a cell phone and you could like communicate with them just one-on-one?
Oh, the Nextel.
Yeah, Nextel. Now, was that using cell service or was that walkie-talkie technology?
That was a walkie-talkie technology.
Yeah.
I think it was through the cell service, though.
Okay. Because
yes.
I remember we had a few people at work that, and it was super annoying because there was that sound that came with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, my friends had that, and I would hear them like, doo-doo,
yeah,
all the time.
Pony's friends.
That was,
they were real.
What's the best way to put this?
They were real.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. And now, here's Rob.
Hello, everybody. Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is The Mike O'Mara Show. Now in our second decade, The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for this program. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you for spreading the word every day about TMOS in great places like Duck, North Carolina, Portsmouth, Virginia, Valley Center, Kansas, Dover, Delaware, Green Bay, Wisconsin, and Phnom Penh! Phnom Penh, Cambodia. TMOS is on the air and everywhere, so let's get started. Hola, Oscar!
Good morning!
Afternoon.
America. Or good afternoon.
How you been?
We're taping this a little early and then replaying it for you.
Yeah, it's live to tape.
And, as schedules allow.
We were supposed to be joined at this very moment by Mike O'Mara, but I think he's in the wilds of mountain time. And Pony, can we try and call so we can hear that message again?
Sure.
Liked that message.
Okay.
We got a most mysterious message.
This would be great.
It would be great. So we had him. We did a Zoom test earlier, and we got a frozen image of him saying that he couldn't hear.
Brainy
and then he
Janie.
Went away. What's Brainy Janie?
Brainy.
So we're going to
dial frozen.
Yes. Oh, exactly.
Frozen pixel.
So, yeah, I think it has to fact that he's in the wilds of what do they call them? The flyover states?
Oh, I thought it was Big Sky Country. No?
It could be Big Sky Country as well, but he's in the Midwest. And so I know he's on mountain time.
Whoa.
Here we go. He's dialed loud. Up.
Funny, can you?
Oh, there he is. Hey,
we're on the air. We're on the air.
Hey, I'm trying to connect with you via Zoom. I'm in the middle of Yellowstone National Park right now and trying to get in touch with you guys. Do you want me to try to Zoom in?
You're breaking up right now. You can try. Just let's see how this works. Oh, this is not. Hello?
If the phone pipe is not so good, I don't think the Zoom pipe is going to be
so
good either.
Maybe the 5G is better.
Maybe, could be, the 5G.
But your logic is sound.
I mean, because it would seem that we'd have to carry a video signal as well.
Let's hang up on him. He's about to hop on the Zoom.
All right. So this is exciting.
Ready,
as you know,
Pony.
Mike is on his Western tour, which will, could I say the phrase, culminate? Osprey this Thursday, June 24th?
Culminate. Get there early. Get there early.
Get there early.
By the way, God willing, these pins I got, which are effing awesome, but were expensive.
Yes. A premium.
They get there. Let me tell you, when you see what I wrote on them, they're great. If not, Dirk Vastrick's going to have 50 pins just to himself.
Well, I think he'd like that.
I had to ask for his address yesterday. I'm like, what's your address? Need to know.
Was he creeped out?
Took a while for him to send me something, I'll tell you that much.
Like you were going to show up. Anyway, so I want to remind everyone, it's this Thursday, June 24th at Osprey. That's 700 North Division Street in Spokane, Washington, from 4 to 6 p.m. local time. Come out and hang with Mike and his family.
Osprey!
Yeah, it has a pristine view of the Spokane River. You want to definitely be there. Oh, you want that? Hold on. There it is.
Oh, I'll take it.
There we go. So that is June 24th from 4 to 6 p.m., 700 North Division in Spokane. You can check it out at OspreySpokane.com. There we go. There we go. So that'll be a big event. So you got the pins under control?
Yes. Yes.
I foresee a situation where they get there late.
Let me do the rough math. Each pin costs me $4.
Wow.
Yes.
That's retail price.
And when you see them, they won't look like $4 pins. Well, because I had originally ordered them to come here, and then I could FedEx them out knowing I could track them.
Mike says he's trying to call, so keep an eye on the phones and the Zoom. Okay, thank you. I have a vision of the pins getting there late, and like next week, Dirk wearing a coat that has all 50 pins on it.
I can't wait to see it.
Beautiful thing, almost like a bulletproof vest.
Because I have other pins coming here.
Oh, you do?
Well, and I just realized that the pin palace, which I initially ordered from.
Your pin pals?
Well, they said there was a delay on my pins. And I said, no way. I got ahead of this. This is something I didn't want to deal with.
Right.
So I had to scramble last night when I got the email. And I was like, well, you said next day pins. I gave you 2 weeks.
Well, they needed one more day. They needed to put them the next day.
You can't send someone. And I thought I got on. There was no rush order. Like, as soon as it was done.
Oh, you didn't expedite anything? You just did standard, yeah.
No big deal.
And that's when the pins start.
5 business days. We'd be fine.
That's when they start costing $4 a pin.
Well, I had to expedite with the $4 a pin.
Right, right.
Ugh,
have you done
work? Dirk's house.
Have you go to the Dirk store. Have you done business with the pin pals before?
No.
No, this is the first time.
I don't wear jean jackets and collect pins.
Well, it's not 1988 anymore either.
When I used to buy pins, you'd have like somebody with a tchotchke person show up at the radio station, and then they'd show up with a bunch of different options, and then you'd be like, I like that one. I always like the cartoon size one that was roughly 5 inches in diameter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember when pins were hot, when the denim jacket scene was hot.
Yeah.
Like, I wore a denim jacket. This will shock you for most of high school.
A lot of denim.
And what happened is that Variety Records at Tyson's Corner, which was a mall here, was the premier mall in the Washington, D.C. Nova area. And at the back counter of the record store was a huge glass counter that was just pins.
Mm.
You know, rock and roll pins, peace signs, all that stuff. You could go combine, but they didn't cost $4 then.
Well, they probably made like a 600% markup on those.
Mike just called me on my iPhone, so hold on.
Answer, sir.
Calling him back now. Hold on.
He's going to be cursing.
Dialing him up. Hold on.
Tell him you're on speaker.
I will.
And on the air.
Calling iPhone. Taking
what? Forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 5-4.
I am as frustrated with this situation that I'm sure Mike is right now in his vehicle.
Oh, I bet.
You gotta text him back.
I bet.
I'll pad, you, right. And I'll talk to Pony.
All right.
Let him know that when we call, it goes straight to voicemail, be detail-oriented. And let him know that if we're going to try him again from the studio, and then we can go from there. Now, Pony, are you ready to don't dial yet when I tell you. You'll be able to dial, because he might not even be getting our texts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got him ready to go. Ready to dial up.
I hope the Democrats' new bill that hopefully is going to rebuild the infrastructure for our entire economy.
Our crumbling infrastructure?
Includes those 5G towers that look like pines.
Oh, they can put those. They can put those in Yellowstone. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That'd be nice.
Let's throw them in.
All right. Maybe you may try to dial now.
Okay.
Trying to call Mike O'Mara at Yellowstone National Park. Maybe the geyser is throwing off the signal.
Or the buffalo are blocking it.
Buffalo blockers, the worst.
Here we go.
Okay, ringing.
Ringing. Ringing. You can mute yourself, Pony. You don't have to keep your mic on.
I don't want to.
Oh, he wants to play a part of the game.
Oh, getting a bounce back here.
All right, try again, Pony, because it came up busy. Maybe Mike is calling another radio show.
Dialing for dollars.
This is going to work, Oscar.
Maybe he's calling us and he just doesn't realize it.
Do you think he has the number?
There's no chance.
I didn't think so.
A hotline number? No.
No, sir.
Hotline.
Hotline. So we're dialing Mike O'Mara now.
D's Wax.
We have touched base with Mike. He is in yellow.
Has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Now, you would think, I know that it's the great outdoors and it's, you know, the unspoiled grandeur of America, but you would think they could have at least have a cell tower there because a lot of people go there.
Maine, it was terrible.
Maine was terrible, but then
spotty.
Don't you think of all the national parks that Yellowstone is sort of like the Cadillac of it? Not meaning Cadillac Mountain, like it's the apex of the national parks. It's the crown jewel.
I agree. If you go into only Maryland, and that's like a built out place. There's spots you can't get to.
Well, I know. I can tell you there's two spots that I hit on my ride home every day where the phone drops.
Yeah, 66?
Right. Well, for me, it's right by
D.C., going right down.
One of them is right by the CIA, and I wonder. I wonder if it's some sort of jamming technology. Yes. When you're on the GW Parkway, and all of a sudden, call gone.
No
absolutely
cell
gone.
Towers. You need a sat phone to talk to people.
And then also near Lansdowne on Route 7, it drops.
Interesting. Near the gambling place.
Well, no, Lansdowne's just a resort. No gambling.
I don't know what's going on.
Gambling. Las Vegas gambling. Try again,
all right,
Pony.
Let's go.
Do you picture Mike at the park running around with his phone in the air? Like, just help something, anybody?
After this, we attempt to move on.
All right. This is why people are eaten by bears, because they can't get a signal. If they had a signal, they could.
And I'll write him while you pad, and I'll say, hey, maybe this isn't going to work.
Right.
Feel free to text us when you think you got a good signal. All right. Great.
All right.
Now you pad with Pony.
I will. So, the plan was to have Mike on via Zoom and then by a phone. And you know what? It just didn't work out.
We didn't get to have either.
And maybe he'll check in later in the show, and that would be great.
We will see.
Absolutely. Not for any lack of effort on our part, Pony.
Absolutely not. We tried really hard, better than we normally do. Like, really hard.
I know. Now, I wonder, I was thinking of, when he's out there in the wilds of our country. Yeah, he might try some fish. Did you do any fishing this weekend?
I did. I did a little bit. I didn't catch anything, though. It was not a good weekend.
What happened?
I don't know. I think someone either caught all of the fish or they just weren't hungry.
You can't obviously mean either of those things. You can't think that all the dirty Fairfax fish had eaten their, they'd been satiated.
The cicadas, which are finally going away, have been steadily feeding these fish. So I feel like the fish haven't been very hungry because you could sit on the water for 2 minutes and see at least 3 or 4 cicadas hit the surface of the water. And then within 10 seconds, that cicada just goes whoop.
So are they
disappears?
Well, cicadas are not water creatures.
No, they're not.
They're creatures of the trees. Yeah, I was going to say, do you think these are like suicidal cicadas?
Yeah, the cicadas are these just big dumb robots that just float around in the air and get eaten by things.
Yeah.
So they get too close to the water and then they stick to the surface of the water and their wings just sit there flapping and the fish sense that right away and you see them within seconds. The cicada just disappears under the water.
They're a nutty thing, and it's weird that they're so regional. People can take car trips not very far and there'll be a place where there's none, and then even just on the trip they'll be hearing I don't know if I told this or not. I was on the phone with you the other day and I thought I had a really bad connection. Mm-hmm. And it turned out a cicada had landed on my neck and was buzzing.
Oh my God.
And I thought that was on the phone signal because I heard, you were talking something about the show. I said something about the iPad, and all of a sudden I hear.
So it started calling on your neck.
It did. It was right on the back of my neck.
How's this?
Perfect.
Yeah. Sent out to the entire team.
Okay.
Papa, we keep calling and getting a busy signal or an operator error. Is there a landmark in you, like a Sheetz or a visitor center? Probably a better chance of getting a signal there.
Ah, the Sheetz, the popular Yellowstone National Park Sheetz.
Well, I mean, I couldn't tell them. I don't know what they have out there, but, some sort of convenience store probably lobbied somebody from Verizon to stick a box outside their door.
That's true. So we will be on standby. Absolute standby, and be ready for him to call
in
at any time.
I wonder how these Fs that film these documentaries communicate with each other.
Walkie-talkies.
Is it just walkie-talkies?
Gotta be walkie-talkies.
They have no privacy on those bands.
What was the old thing that where you could have a favorite person on the other end of a cell phone and you could communicate with them just one-on-one?
Oh, the Nextel.
Yeah, Nextel. Now, was that using cell service or was that walkie-talkie technology?
That was a walkie-talkie technology.
Yeah.
I think it was through the cell service, though.
Okay. Because yes. I remember we had a few people at work that it was super annoying because there was that sound that came with
it. Yeah, my friends had that, and I would hear them like, doo-doo, all the time.
Pony's friends.
That was...
They were real.
What's the best way to put this?
They were real.
Have you had a Nextel?
Yes.
It was either you were on some sort of construction job,
right,
which is great because then that's an easier line. And maybe this is a good point that we're making now. Like if you're down at the bottom of the building, you want to talk to the foreman, fine, it makes sense.
Right.
But if you're in radio promotions and you're right next to each other, it makes no sense.
What made no sense whatsoever. What made no sense is someone that was going in and out of a studio with a live mic with it. Because you had,
oh, no. Who had it? Name.
Lisa.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. But that was at the cusp of like when cell phones were starting to be a thing. I think I had just gotten my first one. And
not
so,
a producer. Come on.
Yeah. It had to be available. Make yourself available, you know. When was your first cell phone? You probably were way ahead of the curve, I have to imagine. You didn't have anything suitcase, did you?
It was a little Nokia square guy. It was like the 8190. It was it looked like a little cigarette lighter.
Yeah. You know what? I think mine was blue. Was it the same guy? Like a little guy. Yeah.
Same guy. Very popular.
I remember that. Yeah.
And then for a while, I was a T-Mobile Sidekick guy. Early adopter. Got the black and white guy.
What was the Sidekick? I remember the name, but I don't remember the product.
The original company was called Danger, but the Sidekick had a keyboard that flipped up so you could actually write an email on T-Mail.
T-Mobile
service.
I remember the first text I ever got, and it was back in the days when, you know, if you wanted to do a letter A, you had to keep hitting the number 2, that guy. And I was actually, the Don and Mike studios were in Rockville, but they were still being fed on WJFK out of Fairfax. So I was running board in Rockville, and Katie Powers von Herman was running board back in Fairfax. And my phone made a noise I'd never heard before. So I said, I'll look at this. And there was right where it would say a phone number.
Yeah.
She said, this segment is great. And I said, and I hotlined her.
Black magic.
I said, I don't know how to answer this. I don't know how to do this. And it's so funny because texting is really just how we communicate now, unless you're at a national park.
That's the sad part.
It is.
My father had not at all times, just when he was on call, had the brick phone that you would carry. And you carry that phone around. And I remember when
one that was like, it was probably about 9 or 10 inches tall, 3 inches thick, 2 inches wide with the big rubbery antenna on it?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then when he graduated to what looked like a sat phone at times when people were trying to reach him from overseas.
Yeah.
And for you young bucks out there in your parents' cars or listening in the den with your father because you won't listen to anything else but this, there was a time where I would call my father overseas and it would be something like this. Hi, Dad.
Hola, Oscar.
And you had to wait for it to go through the line to have a conversation.
Yeah, a genuine like 4 second delay.
Yeah. And then you go back and forth. But it was the most truncated conversation, awkward. But you got to hear your loved one's voice.
That is, if you were able to get a connection. I remember being sent out to do a remote at Hard Rock Cafe in we're talking the middle of the District of Columbia,
off F Street.
Yeah, a very trafficked area, and it was a matter of doing the test call in with one of those brick phones. Where if I stood here, it was okay, but if I moved 5 feet, it wasn't. You just drop out totally. It was that sensitive.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work.
So, yeah, we've come a long way, or have we?
Let's try to call one more time, Pony. Let's try that one more time, please.
Maybe he's found the Sheetz. Getting his, they've got great breakfast at Sheetz and Slurpees, all that stuff.
Oh, a rest stop would help.
A rest stop would be good, but probably not within the...
Dialing for dollars.
Dialing for O'Mara. Here we are. The digits have been entered.
I hope so.
He has hit send.
That is just
the fast busy. I hate that's like, you know what it is? Unrewarding.
Think about this. We've been spoiled.
In what way?
Everything has worked through the pandemic.
You're right.
Likewise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're in the national park. Maybe you got a problem.
But you see, it seems to, again, there's so many things that could go wrong in a national park. You would think that's where you really want to have cell service. Like, what if someone falls over and is, you know, if you're on top of a geyser when it goes off, you're toast. I mean, you're fried. That's really hot water.
Or is does he have the wrong carrier and like everybody running around with Sprint T-Mobile? Like, la, 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 la.
Should have gotten American Telephone and Telegraph.
La, 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 la.
So you mentioned your father.
Yes.
Did you get a chance to did you see him on Father's Day? Because yesterday, of course, was Father's Day.
I saw him on WhatsApp video chat. It was not anything that really. Father's Day for so some context. There is a Bolivian Father's Day.
So the only for Bolivian fathers.
Well, different cultures.
Is it a different day?
It's a different day.
Okay. When is it? When does it fall? Is it not summer?
Probably in April sometime.
So it's not dads and grads down there.
No, it's just that's their day.
Okay.
So, and if you think about it, around the world, there's probably different days for Father's Day.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah,
like universal,
like Canadian Thanksgiving.
Yes. Yes. So he liked the call, but he wasn't very enthusiastic about it. He asked us to turn on the camera because I just generally called him up for a voice call.
And also, people should know if they're not in the cognoscenti, your father uses WhatsApp because it's free.
Correct.
And it's cheap. Moderately reliable, right?
It is. It's my father is in a third world country on top of the Andes Mountains.
Right. But and you were I'm, able to get him on the phone.
I get a better connection from him than I do in Mike and with the infrastructure that is America.
You know, I was going to say, at least you're able to get him on the phone.
Yeah. That's the shocking part. He's 10,000 feet above sea level.
Right.
And I can see him in full color. And he gets on the line. He says, thank you. And then he goes, what are you doing? I said, well, it's Sunday. I come visit your wife that you left.
You don't call her mom. You call him his wife.
Yeah, wife. And I generally like visiting my mom, so it was not a big deal.
Just you or did Shannon come along?
Shannon got there and then went and got her nails done. Left us. He says, can you turn on the camera? I said, sure. So I turn on the camera. And he's like, you look good. I'm like, he always says that. I don't think he really sees me.
Right.
And he's like, do I look good?
And I'm he's baiting.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, you look good. He says, I've lost 10 pounds.
I said,
that's great. My mom's like, for who?
Oh, that's how that goes. Yeah. Well, you
I
know.
Was like, all right, Dad, the call's breaking up. I love you. Happy Father's Day. Bye.
And you put a cicada on the phone so it starts buzzing.
Time to move on.
Time to move on.
Or quick calls.
So, but the visit with your mom was nice?
Yeah. And there's a part of me that would like my father there.
Yeah.
But at least this summer, it's one less summer, a little less work. What about you?
Me?
You're actually a father that has kids that you stick around for.
Yeah, I had a pretty decent Father's Day. It had a weak middle, kind of like a medium Netflix movie. Started out good, weak middle, strong ending. Got up in the morning, and the kids, each one of them, took time to visit with me and talk, which is really good, and it's very precious nowadays because they're busy. And then Julia went off and did some stuff. Carrie had
Do they meander down to the basement and just sit on your lap?
No, it was we were in the living room.
That's sweet.
Yeah, the process of a Sunday morning is that I'll look and see if Saturday Night Live is worth watching. Mm-hmm. It was not. It was a rerun. Then I put on CBS Sunday Morning. Carrie has some coffee. I get something to drink. I usually have tea, if you want to know. But Robert came down and went through a whole bunch of stuff with college, and I'm very happy. He's taking a math class at Northern Virginia Community College this summer. So he's got the credits already done for that, frees up some space for him, which I think is very smart, and it's free credits. Julia was talking about some stuff with work and school, and then she went off to visit. She's got a new boyfriend, you know.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes, his name is Henry.
Henry!
Henry, and I like him. He's
strong
a nice
name.
Fellow.
Henry Ford.
He white came, guy? Yes, he's a white guy.
I'm just curious.
Asked her out at a skate park. He's a skater.
Oh.
And a Starbucks employee. And he came actually to Robert's graduation dinner and sat next to me and proved to be very pleasant company. Yeah. I enjoyed him very much.
What does he do when he's not skating or working at Starbucks?
He actually is using Starbucks to get education at the University of Arizona. And he's getting his Through Starbucks, they're paying for his college, so he is a full-time student.
At U of A?
Yeah, I believe that is the one.
I've seen that program before.
So he's
good for him.
Yeah, he seems to be he's got it together. And the Julia says he's a great skater. See, Julia has roller skates. He's a skateboarder, so you know it's a little different. But he's very good, they say.
I've not seen him skate in street skate. Like,
no, there's a park in Reston that's got like the bowl and everything.
Yeah,
so that's what they do.
I, for some reason, when I think of skater kids,
yeah,
I don't think of responsible.
This kid comes off as extraordinarily
and
responsible.
I grew up with him.
Yeah.
I love skater. Like, that the entire lifestyle is amazing.
Yeah, I was when I found out that he was, and first of all, after, you know, being a 50-year-old man and coming through a pandemic, the fact that she was just hanging out at a skate park and a guy came up and asked her out, I was like, they still do that? You know, and you don't think about how kids like meet and date. And so that's how it happened. They just met up and
that's
it turned
sweet.
Out. So I'm very happy for her. She's giddy happy, which
Eat
is funny.
Eat your heart out, Caleb.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, by the way.
Is he gone?
Out of it.
Gone. Stop by Mr. Spiewak you anymore.
No. As a matter of fact, we found out a place where he's working and we're boycotting it.
Oh, damn!
So that's
ruthless.
That's where we're at there. But the thing is, Julia, you know her decently. You've met her a few times.
Yeah,
she's
very
cool and sweet, but she's not like openly effusive and jolly.
Mm-hmm.
But lately, she's been really, really happy.
She's in love.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's really cool.
That is wonderful.
So we have the day, goes through. Carrie, one of the greatest gifts to me is that I didn't have to go to the grocery store. I didn't have to go to Costco with her. I was able to stay home and relax, which I thought was nice. And then the night came. She made me a magnificent dinner, exactly what I asked for. And the kids rolled back in. Robert worked at some fireworks, came in late, and they got together. Linus got me some vodka for Father's Day, which I think is nice. And the kids, this is what's really sweet. I've been talking about how I wanted to get to King's Dominion one more time with them, and you can't because the pandemic has been closed. They bought 4 tickets and planned a trip to King's Dominion for the family, which I thought was really sweet.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That's a great gift and thoughtful. I love it.
Where are you guys going?
You know, maybe sometime in July, I think. You have to make reservations. That's the weird thing. Now,
weird.
But, yeah, but it was an extraordinary, thoughtful gift. But my favorite thing is, you know, my dad and I, we're good friends. We're very close. And but, you know, Father's Day has never been a real big deal between us. I mean, sometimes I'd send him a card, sometimes
left
I wouldn't.
For the majority of your childhood.
So I called him, and we had a
I love you, HBS. It's the best joke I've got. I'm so sorry.
It's strong, and you know what? It's funny because it's true.
And I don't think he left, though. You know, he just
no, he was around. He was around, yeah. You know, he was always available by phone.
Big holidays and emergencies.
Yeah, he was always available by phone unless he was at a national park. Then he wasn't. So
brutal.
We had a nice little discussion, and I said, well, I just want to say I love you and happy Father's Day. And he said the nicest thing to me, and I don't want to be like saccharine or anything, but he said,
I love hearing this.
He said, you were always easy to be a father for. It was always easy to be your dad.
No, S. He left for the majority of the hard years. HBS. That was your line.
So I didn't.
The hard years are the young years.
I didn't take it that way. I didn't. I thought it was a compliment. No, he was.
I mean, literally. Oh my God, you were so. My boy Rob, he was so great. I didn't see him for 18 years, the hard years, but he was so great after that.
I saw him. I went to 2 plays a year. He was so easy to be a father for. I bought tickets and everything. So anyway, that was my Father's Day.
You better call your mom and give her a big hug.
That was my Father's
Jesus
Day.
Jesus Christ. But HBS. Yes, of course. So the fun years are after they get through the terrible teens and they get through the terrible twos, all that stuff.
Oh, he was there for the twos.
Then he rolled out.
Out, baby. Out. So that was Father's Day.
They go through puberty and they're jerks. Jesus Christ.
So happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. I hope you had a great day.
Don't tell your kids they were easy when you're gone during their ass adolescent years. It doesn't make sense.
Ass adolescent years. And that's the name of the show, Pony. Jot it down. All right, let's take a break. Mm. We're still waiting for
that
Mike to call.
Ballsy.
It's going to definitely happen. When we come back, too much good stuff in the news not to get Oscar's take on it. So we're going to do
let's do an Oscar's take.
A rare
I love it.
Monday Oscar's take. And we're back after this. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. And good afternoon, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Do you listen to podcasts? Do you like to hear virtual voices through the magic of electronic reproduction? How would you like to hear your voice on a podcast? Now you can. Just submit a promo to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you cut the mustard, you can rub audio shoulders with all the promo greats. James Amato, Paul Christine, even that guy. It's as easy as falling off a log. Just follow this simple procedure. One, select a TMOS topic that you want to promote and then record yourself promoting it. Two, send your promo as an MP3 to rob@mikeomarashow.com. And if it airs, you can be a star. Can fabulous wealth be far behind? Ha 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 ha! You better hurry. We look forward to hearing from you. Here's to showbiz.
You see, Oscar, that's a promo about promos. Exactly. This summer, Oscar, make the climate change happen.
What?
In your pants!
Got it.
Want to welcome a new sponsor to the Mike O'Mara Show, Tommy John. I know you're a big fan.
Woo!
Great product.
I've been a Tommy John customer since day one.
Tommy John's cool cotton fabric is 2 to 3 times cooler than regular cotton, so you need Tommy John this summer. Get a pair of new Tommy John underwear and let your buns breathe, keep your cheeks chilled, and ice your cubes all summer long. You're a big fan. You like ice cubes.
I'm trying to think. This might have been like 7 years ago.
Oh, you've been on the boat that long.
Yeah, like when they first started advertising on podcasts, I was like, let me check that out. And I love them.
Yeah, Tommy John is great. With dozens of comfort innovations like breathable, lightweight, moisture-wicking fabric, has 4 times the stretch of competing brands. Oscar will tell you, once you try Tommy John, you're never going back. That's why Tommy John doesn't have customers, Oscar. They have fanatics. Hundreds of thousands of them who, after 13 years and tens of thousands of 5-star reviews, call Tommy John the, quote, most comfortable underwear ever, end of quote. All I know is that when I wear them, the weather is always perfect. In my pants! This was the best copy to write. You got to try them. With over 15 million pairs sold, men across America love Tommy John underwear. No one keeps you cool this summer like Tommy John. In fact, if your Tommy John underwear isn't the best pair you've ever worn, you get your money back, no questions asked. Oscar, there's nothing to lose but swamp butt.
Let's do it.
All right. Right now, get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/TMOS. Go to TommyJohn.com/TMOS for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/TMOS. See site for details. And for your convenience, Oscar, we have a button at our website. So if you want to do that, just go there and do the Tommy John thing. Hit that button. And now, ladies and gentlemen, is that time, as I said, a rare Monday occurrence of the Oscars take.
I like this.
Yes.
This is more me.
How is it more you?
More me on the show.
Oh, I thought it was like personality-wise. Yeah, this is more you on the show. And this is the time where we take some time during the show for our Bolivian Bloviator to share his opinions. Remember, what he says does not necessarily represent the views of the show, the world, or any right-thinking Americans. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Oscars Take.
Oscars Take.
This broke over the weekend. I don't know why it pleases me, but the trademark application for the Washington football team was refused by the United States Patent and Trademark Office. Did you hear about this?
I read this. It brought me some joy as well. Any rube of rubes,
yes,
knows that you can't trademark certain words.
Right.
You just can't. It's too broad.
Vague. It's vague.
Yeah, I've been through this. I mean, there's a reason why old Podcast Village is changing to something else.
Because we're not broad strokes?
We're not a billion-dollar company. The idea that you would take a swing at this and know that the probability is high that you're going to get denied,
right,
is embarrassing.
It is. It is.
Somebody probably said, hey, we can do this. We're on retainer. Whatever firm put it up. And I want to say Danny Boy probably said, just try, see what happens. Weirder stuff has happened.
Well, it also, as you recall, it happened at a pretty bad time for the team.
Yeah.
They were going through all the...
But Washington football team, that trademark, yeah, you got to spin it up quick. But no one, you can't... the way I understand it, you can't do media. Right, you can do something before media.
Right,
first-hand knowledge.
Right, you've been through that. You've been to this dance,
but you can't do it broad. Washington, you can't do Washington.
So the Patent and Trademark football. Office says it's likely that the consumer, the football fan, would be confused, mistaken, or deceived as to the commercial source of the goods or services of the parties. However, there's a guy, and he's been accused of being like a a trademark hoarder. His name is Philip McCauley. We talked about this guy before. He owns the Washington Football Club, and that's too close for them to get their stuff. So they're going to have to change all their merchandising or figure out something else. I think, wasn't it recently, a week or so ago, we were thinking they might stick with this for a season, but I think they got to act fast to get rid of it, huh?
They don't have to act fast. This is just this is just sheer they're CYAing. This is probably this isn't just go up, Rob, and then you get 2 weeks later or 2 months later, you get a no.
Okay.
So this has been in the process for a while. Somebody just put it in when they were running with it so they could stop any piracy online for goods. The problem is that, okay, so this plan A has been in the works for some time now. It has now been completely soured.
Mm-hmm.
They can appeal this, I imagine, like anybody else could, and they have the money to do so.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do? Like, get a new name.
I thought for a while it was sort of neat that it was just so out of the ordinary, but it's stupid. And they've got to choose something, I think. Don't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that guy that has half these patents, just buy it from him.
Oh.
Buy it.
That would be so sweet for him to, because he could hold them out for many dollars.
I've heard he's asked to donate them. They just don't want to deal with him.
Really?
I have some friends at work in the marketing side of the organization, so I feel terrible for them. And I don't talk to them about this because it's not my place.
Mm-hmm.
But it's embarrassing. It's not for lack of resources. It's just there's no guidance.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless they come out with something so great, and I'll be the first to eat my words, that just blows our mind, and it's just waiting in the wings, and they didn't want to announce it yet until the trademark came through.
Aren't they one of the most valuable sport franchises in the world?
Yes, number four in the world.
And yet, consistently an embarrassment.
Even if you have a winning product this year with Fitzpatrick,
mm-hmm.
it'll soften the blow, but there's too much drama and nonsense off the field going on with this organization for anybody, I think, to feel, even if you're a Fairweather fan, to feel like, oh, they got it together. They got it together.
You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
All right, people are theorizing what caused all the venom between Prince Harry and Meghan Markle and the royal family. Well,
I'm into this.
The Daily Mail has come out with something. They said they are upset because Prince Charles decided that their son Archie would not be a prince, and that was the straw that broke the camel's back. According to custom, a grandchild of whoever is in charge has pretty much always had the right to be a prince or princess. But Charles decided when he becomes king, he will limit the size of the monarchy because he doesn't think the people want to pay all these people. So he X's out Archie, and they're like, "We're out of here." Is this fair?
Yeah. You got to play by the rules of your kingdom.
Yes.
And if you want...
When you say a sentence like that, it's like we're in the year 1500.
If you want out, you're out, but you don't get all the benefits that come with it.
Right.
You just don't. And you're making decisions that affect your children. You don't. And I'm sure that there was more of Look, I think Prince Charles, from what I've seen on The Crown, is a complete dick.
Well, yeah.
But...
you'd almost have to be.
You still got to play by the rules.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you learn the hard way. So they left. They seem to be held up pretty good. And it seems like Prince Harry has had a terrible childhood with the death of his mom and the paparazzi. It's not a life he wanted.
Right.
So I'm not going to take that away from him. But the idea that he wasn't going to be a prince was just it's the crown way. Like, you don't play by the rules, you don't get all the benefits.
Right. You got to play by the rules. And it's 1500, and we're playing kings and queens and princes and the Jack of Diamonds. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Do you know what? Power Couple is happening, Oscar.
Ooh, what?
When people date people and power, it's a power pyramid.
Oh, I love it.
Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things is dating John Bon Jovi's son, Jake Bon Jovi. She is 17. He is 19. Power couple, yes?
I thought she was 11.
No, she used to be. Well, that was her character's name, wasn't it?
That was just a joke.
I got
apologies.
A long time ago. But
what are their ages again?
Jake Bon Jovi. Remember, Bon Jovi's real name is Bon Jovi. He changed it. So Jake Bon Jovi is 19. She is 17.
Can you just call him Bon? Does he go by Bon Jovi or does he go by Bon Jovi?
He goes by Jake Bon Jovi, and it's one word. B-O-N-G-I-O-V-I. Oh,
Jovi,
God, of course.
Why would you ever change that?
Yeah.
Ugh. Bad move. Okay. She's what and what?
She is 17. 17, mm-hmm. Yes. As the grease man used to say, and he is 19.
Ah, that's fine.
I think so.
It makes sense. She's super talented. She's successful. He is the offspring of somebody that's super talented and successful. I don't know what he does. He clearly can't pick the correct last name. But I'm happy for them, and that's a power couple. I'm more interested in J-Lo, Ben Affleck. That whole
that's sort of happening right under our noses.
What is that? A renaissance of their relationship?
Yeah, I think she could probably. What is she doing that wisely? Is that smart?
Oh. Let's make. Who are we to judge?
Exactly. But this is Oscar's take.
I'm happy. A-Rod seemed like it was just too much going on there, mm-hmm. And then you had some potential back burner girls show up out of the blue.
Right.
At least with Ben Affleck, you know what you're getting. You know.
Yes.
Like he's a fantastic actor with great pecs that seems to have a really great relationship with his ex and. He may fall off the wagon here and there and become a train wreck and end up at a drive-through of In-N-Out Burger, but it doesn't seem like he's hurting anybody on purpose.
I think you named the name for a good tell-all book about him, Pex and X.
I don't. It's just he's so dreamy. I put up with anything.
Yeah, I like him best in Argo. I think I like him with a beard.
Yeah. And he looks good now. He's filming a movie, and this is what I love. And I follow this closely.
Of course,
he's filming a movie in Vegas, and he's out there with Jennifer's mom.
Really? Like,
which is great. Now, why she's out there, who knows? But I'd like, if my wife went somewhere and she was working, if she took my mom, I'm down for that.
The wise play is what it is. He's playing it from the inside out. You're listening to Oscar's Jennifer. Take.
Oscar's Take.
Our condolences to President Biden, who's lost his dog Champ over the weekend. As a dog lover, this makes me very sad. And the sad thing is, this is the dog that didn't bite people.
Yeah, it's always tough to lose a pet. I've lost to Biscayne and Dante,
right?
Family members, and it's so sad. Like I'll look at Santos and he's four, and then I count, and it's morbid, but I'm like, I just got 8 more years if I'm lucky with you. 8 more, like it's,
I do the same. I do the same thing with Linus because they're such a part of your life, and also Linus was my first time I've ever owned a dog. I've mm-hmm. owned a dog. I've been around dogs before in my life, but I don't know how I did it without owning a dog. Yeah. A dog is such a great part of your life. But I was thinking, as a political play, presidents have traditionally had dogs for a long time. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times that they bring in a dog, it ups their rating. Is he going to bring in another dog, do you think?
He probably will. Because how old is the other dog? Do we know?
No, I don't.
A biter. No?
His name is Chomp.
Yeah, he's going to probably want a friend.
Yeah.
And it's tragic. And people that don't have pets... Like you don't know, like there's the amount of grief that goes into that is brutal.
Yeah, it is. And it's a constant reminder. Really, really tough. So anyway, you're listening to Oscar's Take. Our condolences.
Mm. Oscar's Take.
Here's happier news. Do you know what the first Bitcoin purchase was?
I don't.
It happened on May 22nd, 2010. This made me think of you right away because I thought, you're a tech guy, crypto guy. You like this stuff. The first Bitcoin purchase was made on May 22nd, 2010, when a developer bought two pizzas. He spent on those two pizzas 10,000 bitcoins.
I remember this story.
If you had those 10,000 bitcoins now, they would be worth $360 million, Mr. Powers.
On a lark, he bought the pizzas with Bitcoin.
Yeah.
I remember that. Damn, $360 million.
I hope he had a lot of toppings on them.
Well, not so much now. Last time I checked, Bitcoin, $30,000. Maybe time to get in. Hey, we need to call that Coinbase rep because, people are hitting me up left and right saying, how do I get involved with crypto? How do I get involved? I'm like, Coinbase is coming on soon.
Coming on. Stay tuned.
Let's call that guy. Please.
Okay, absolutely. All right. Oscar's Take. Very good.
Thank you.
Did you ever have to eat gross food when you were growing up that was like sort of unique to your family?
Yeah. Kidneys and lengua.
Oh, that's tongue, right?
Ugh.
All right. Well, BuzzFeed put a list together of the grossest foods that people ate at their family that they thought were normal when they're growing up. And okay. I will start at number one. Cold peas, mayonnaise, and sugar mixed together as a side dish.
Oh, God. That's a lot of mayonnaise.
That is. And I'm not a big mayonnaise guy. How about this? Mac and cheese with peas and tuna. I think that sounds pretty good.
I think I've had that.
Yeah. This one, they called it beef salad, and it was leftover pot roast with Miracle Whip and relish put in a blender.
I've never heard of that.
Me neither.
Never. It sounds gross.
It does. Applesauce Jell-O, which is red Jell-O and applesauce with red hot candies in it.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, I'd do that. How about this one? Not so much. Very Elvis-like. Peanut butter and bacon on toast, topped with gravy.
No. Okay. Sound not the unhealthy part doesn't really bother me. It just sounds like it's too much.
It does sound, the gravy is too much, I think. This one is called President Salad, which is a nice name, don't you think?
I like it.
Cold spaghetti, lettuce, chicken, croutons, and cheese topped with French dressing.
No. But I've seen it.
I'll pass. And this is something that my father used to relate to. A woman calls it Damn If I Know Soup. Because the recipe changed every time she just cleaned out a refrigerator and made soup out of it. My father called it refrigerator soup. And I close. Oh, you're listening to Oscar's Take.
Yes.
Oscar's Take.
And I close with this because I thought this really related to you. Here are four tips. And I thought about it also because of the fact that, you know, my kids are moving out this summer. But these are four tips for moving back in with your parents. Because
you
had roommates for a while, didn't you?
Oh, I lived with my parents on and off until I was 31. Not necessarily proud of it, but there was a lot going on. And I see a lot of kids these days writing about how they just graduated from college.
Right.
And they had just left their like homeschooling pandemic living and gotten back to school.
Right.
And now they're moving back home.
Yeah, it's like, cyclical.
Well, but imagine doing it in a pandemic where you're at school for 3 months and then you're going back.
Well, I think that we expect to have Robert back because he's doing dorm living this year.
Yes.
But Julia may or may not realize we are totally converting her bedroom. It is not going. When she comes back, Sofa City, sweetheart, because it's becoming a guest room. Well, she could stay in the guest room,
yeah,
but I mean,
of course.
But it's not going to be her bedroom anymore. All right. So this was researchers at North Carolina State did four science-backed tips for moving back in with your parents. I want your take on this. Set clear expectations. For example, you're going to pay them rent. You're going to help with the bills. You have to be on the same page.
Oh, man. I knew that moving back into my house, and there were unwritten rules.
Right.
You just do what they say because it's their house.
Right.
And by that means clean, like wash dishes.
Yeah.
Take out the trash. And don't be an F-stick.
Yeah, Oscar, don't be an F-stick.
Yeah.
So you agree with that. You have to contribute in some way, even if it's just helping with chores. If you don't, you'll feel like you're taking advantage of them. Do you agree?
Oh yeah, at least in the Fantana household, you had to, like, there was no, I didn't vacuum today.
Right.
It was, I vacuumed. You would rattle off the things you did, not because you felt like you owed them. It's like, that's what you had to do.
You had to prove your worth.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Number three, set a timeline. Sit down and talk about how long you're planning to stay.
People really hate their kids in this country. Jesus
they
Christ.
They really do. I don't know that I could ever set a timeline.
My mom would say, stay as long as you want. Like she's trying to get Shannon and I to move in the basement. No.
It's like I sat down when Robert was 11. I said, when you're 18, out. We set a timeline.
I think that's probably normal.
You think?
I mean, Tony, how long did you live at home before your mom left?
That was like 23, 24.
But she didn't kick you out, right?
No.
Yeah. No. What about you?
I moved out when I was 23, I think.
But because she kicked you out?
No,
you wanted to move out.
No, because I had a place to go.
Yeah, so we're lucky.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of people are like, get the F out, you're 18, take care of yourself.
Yeah, I just said, and I can lie about my age to say on your health insurance, right? And also, final tip, act like an adult. Don't fall back into old habits or throw raging parties when they're not home. Remember, it's their place, not yours. I imagine you were probably a very good roommate.
Well, I had to be. I wasn't a good roommate when I was in high school because you're
just, well, you're a kid then, right, yeah.
But as I got older, it seemed, as long as the place looked like it looked when my parents left the house,
right?
That's all that mattered.
Yeah.
That is all that mattered. Everything had to be perfect.
And they were okay with you selling tickets to see the pictures of the nudes in the bedroom, right?
No. The nudes were never shown. They never did that.
Well, that's Oscar's Take, folks.
Oscar's Take.
We do appreciate it. We're going to take a break. We come back. I have resolution on a story that I told some time ago, and I had to go and yell at somebody and got a good laugh from someone I did not expect to get a laugh from. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Can't wait.
Stick around. And there's still a chance Mike is going to 5G it up. Give us a call. We shall see. This is the Mike O'Meara Show. I'll play a promo. Let's see. Right now.
Hi. Hi, I'm Rachel Riddell.
And I'm Samantha Riddell.
You know, our father is Twitch from the Mike O'Mara Show.
We've known Uncle Mike our entire lives.
Dad played keyboards in Mike's DJ band. He sold advertising for the show and worked behind the scenes on the podcast.
Nowadays, Dad makes fruitcakes and works into the night producing promos for TMOS.
Our dad doesn't do all this because he loves Mike O'Mara. Dad lost a big Super Bowl bet to Mike back in 2014 and is still trying to pay it off.
For a limited time, $1 from every TMOS bonus show subscription will go towards paying Mike off so we can have our daddy back.
Won't you please help us?
Subscribe to the TMOS bonus show and help set our father free.
Sometimes I can still hear his voice.
Guys, I'm right here.
We love you, Daddy.
Funny.
Good guys. This segment of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Best Fiends, which means we can play the Best Fiends music, Oscar. I love this game. I've had it on my phone since it came out. The sweet, but it makes you think, really, about the sweet mysteries of life. Like,
sweet.
Do you think aliens wonder if we exist? Is the rhythm really going to get us? Is Casper the Friendly Ghost just a dead Richie Rich? I stand by that. If you look at them, they're very similar. But when you need a break from contemplating the really big questions, it's time to take on something that's meant to be solved, like the literally thousands of puzzle-solving levels on Best Fiends. And unlike mulling over the mysteries of the universe, Best Fiends will leave your brain feeling refreshingly challenged. It's like your full frontal lobe just got a Swedish massage. Nice.
Nice.
I just cracked level 3600. And it is so cool. If you just have a few minutes and you're sitting down, you want to just clear your head. Yeah, escape. You start moving around. You're killing slugs. You got bugs. The graphics are great. Music is wonderful. It is a really appealing game to look at. I love it. And what's so cool about it is you get the levels obviously get harder as you go, and you figure out the little tricks and the strategy. It's so cool. The only downside is you can't stop playing with variety, strategy, cute characters, endless puzzles to solve. I will say this, Best Fiends, it's my jam. Yes, if you're hungry for an endless supply of fun puzzles, the kind you can actually enjoy solving, try out Best Fiends. Just don't blame us if you can't turn it off. Download the 5-star rated puzzle game Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends.
Best Fiends.
Check it out. You will love it. And it didn't mention in the spot, but also you don't need internet to play. So if you like a commuter on a subway or something, or if you're at a national park, you can play Best Fiends. You don't need the internet. So do you remember a few weeks ago, I put in an order for some glasses?
Yes.
And I went to Vision Works and got my, and all I wanted to do, just if you missed this episode, shame on you. Shame on you for missing it. But
well, there's a lot of listeners that are probably going through this right now because this is the first time you're graduating to bifocals, right?
The progressives.
Oh, sorry.
And what happened is I had to get glasses because I stepped on my glasses when I was looking for my glasses. Yes. It was the most heartbreaking thing. So I went and got the eye exam, and I think we went through this on the air, but the doctor said, I said, I just need him to read. Just want my distance stuff. Don't need my distance stuff. Need close-up stuff. She said, I don't know. Man of your age, you might want to think about getting progressives. And I said, and what is that? And she says, well, at the top of the glasses is for like driving, and then there's like computer distance, and there's like reading distance. I said, and there's all in one lens? And she said, you'll get used to it, I promise. I said, fantastic, let's do it. And I go and I sit down and I pick out the frames, and they say, oh, you have a very wide head. You'll want to pick from one of these six models. You know, they've got an entire wall.
Yeah.
And I'm limited to six. So I pick out my one set that I like. And they said, we're going to get progressives for you. I said, yeah. I said, is it weird? They said, you'll get used to it. I said, great. So I get them. I order them. They come in. I sit down. Another lady says, oh, you got progressives. I said, first time? I said, yeah. She said, you'll get used to it. I said, great. So I put them on. And I talked about this. These are not them, by the way.
Okay.
And because you have 100 days to return them to Screwworks, VisionWorks, if you don't like them. And so what I noticed right away is when I put them on, the world seemed to bend around them. And that
something was off.
Something was very off. And I had to do a lot of up and down to see anything. I live about 3 miles away from VisionWorks. I got 1/3 of the way home with the driving glasses before I took them off, put them in a case, and put them away. And I worked with them. I never worked with them here with work.
We talked about it here on the show.
But I did at home, and I couldn't make them work. And so I finally, after a few weeks, I went back in, and I said, hi, I'd like to return these glasses. And he says, why? I said, well, I can't see with them. Mm-hmm. He said, why? I said, well, they're progressive, and everyone said I was going to get used to them, and I didn't get used to them. Yeah. He says, so what's the problem? And this is funny. He was like the serious guy that was at the front desk, and there was a younger lady beside him.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, thanks to these glasses, now I can't see at three different distances. And the lady goes, and he's like really like being serious. And the lady next to him goes, ha! And I said, everyone assured me that I get used to them. And he said, okay, well, would you like to try different frames? I said, no, because the lenses are wrong. He says, All right. And he says, we can put a credit back on you. If you want to return the glasses, we still have to charge you for an exam.
Yeah.
I said, that's fine. I said, I'd like a copy of the results though, please.
Yes.
And he says, your results? I said, yes. The ones I paid for. I'd like to know my prescription. I'd like to have those printed out. He says,
yes.
Like on paper? I said, yes. I don't want you to email me or anything virtual. Yeah. I just want the paper. And he says, okay, like I'm asking the world. So he gives these to me. I give the stupid glasses back. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Just for fun. A lot of people said, try Costco.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd never done this before. I go to Costco and there's a lady there, Peggy. And Peggy right away, she sits me down and she says, what's up? And I said, I went through the whole thing. She says, vision works? I said, yeah. She says, honey, don't ever go there. Don't go there, honey. Mm. And I said, okay. And she said, you know what would be look good on you? And I said, what? And she says, well, you have blue eyes. And so she pulls out these and she says, and these are designer frames, but you're going to get $40 off if you buy this. And she goes through all this stuff and she says, what's your insurance? And she's typing everything in. And she says, are you Robert W. Spiewak? I said, yes. She says, are you 18 years old? I said, no, that's my son. She says, oh, okay. End of story. I get two pairs of glasses and $60 less than I paid at VisionWorks. So my thing is now, no progressives. And I'm not paying top dollar for eyeglasses anymore, but I do like the lady that laughed at the man. I thought that was great. So it was good.
What's the problem with, so did they make the progressives wrong?
I think they did, but also when it always sat in my craw wrong that the lady said, you're going to need distance glasses someday, so let's do them now. I don't need them now.
But just to clarify, you got two pairs of the same prescription.
Right.
And you don't have progressives anymore.
Right.
And you paid less.
Much less.
And so what's the, what could you not see before?
Well, before I could, if I held, let's say I wanted to read this piece of paper.
Yes.
And I held it in front of me. I could, I had to hold my head a certain way and then turn it a certain way. There was a minimum field of vision where it worked. And then there was the whole thing. I do think the lenses were somehow ground wrong because the world bent around me.
Mm.
And it was, the kind of thing that if I was wearing them and walking, I would feel like a little nauseated because it was like everything was
the
wrong.
Worst.
So anyway, I want to thank everybody for all the great service I got through all this time. And thank you for praying for me and keeping me in your thoughts.
Interesting because I haven't been down this road before.
So how are you with reading close up? Has it gotten worse for you at all since you've been a kid?
If it's dark, it's hard to read.
Right.
But I think that comes with age.
Mm-hmm.
I have glasses for driving at night that I use. The prescription.
You're like Corey Hart.
Yeah. My sunglasses.
Right.
I want to get LASIK, but no one will. Lays up my good eye because I only have one good eye and the other eye is wonky.
Well, why don't we get you an eye patch?
Well, I could have done that when I was a kid.
To strengthen your other eye.
Kids made fun of me and I was too soft, so I didn't play that game, and this is what I have now.
Pony is a recent wearer of glasses. How long have you had your glasses?
I guess it's been like three or four months now, and I cannot see anything without them now.
So are they just for close-up, or are they?
They're for everything.
Are they progressive?
No.
No?
Bifocals, no, they're for astigmatism.
Oh, now I know what that is.
In
that means
eyes.
Your two images don't
in
blend
both
right.
both eyes?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. What, were you dropped as a baby? What happened?
No. My family, I think I got my dad's eyes which are terrible. He's always
both
had really bad
eyes. I have it in one eye, and I'm like, thank baby Jesus for the other eye.
You know what's so great is we can quote Rosemary's Baby for Pony. He's like, he has his father's eyes. But they didn't try to uptalk you into, well, because if it's astigmatism, it's a whole different thing.
No. They did try to uptalk me into blue light filter.
Orange light filters.
Which would be hilarious.
Yeah, it would be. You wouldn't be able to see President Trump.
No, it was, they wanted to add like hundreds of dollars extra just for blue light. And I said, you know what, maybe we'll do that next time. And they kept asking me, and I had to fight them to not have to pay an extra few hundred dollars because these already cost enough as it was.
If you have astigmatism in both eyes, mm-hmm. and you just got glasses, how long have you been walking around here with just like, you know, the ability to read? And now you barely have peripheral vision.
Yeah,
what's
can
going
you imagine?
On?
He's the guy that did all our coding.
No wonder wrong all the time. Excuse me.
I can read up close. I can read stuff up close.
I swear that was a T. It's an I.
That's right.
A 7.
That's not a 5. It's a 2. It's a 2.
This makes complete sense.
It does. Thank God you got your eyes fixed.
You remix numbers on a regular basis. 7 years you've been doing this. This makes complete sense.
But you know what's great? This means we're at the forefront of a golden age.
Everything's better now.
Yep. How do you not know you're blind?
You get used to it. Your eyes and your brain kind of modify and adjust for the amount of distortion in your vision. And then when you get the glasses for the first time, like when I first put them on, I felt like I had
sex
shrunk
machine.
Like I felt like I shrunk down like 2 feet. Like I was 2 feet shorter because the glasses have to like compress everything so much that. That I could barely even walk. I had to like look straight down to make sure that I wasn't like, because it felt like I was taking these huge steps to like get over like a curve.
Well, that's
even.
What happens when you don't go to an ophthalmologist for like 2 decades.
Right, and he also designed our website. This explains so
why
much.
Why didn't you go? Why didn't you ever?
Because
go?
I didn't know they were that bad. I really didn't know my eyes were that bad because you just get used to it over the years. And then I went by to get a vision check, and they were like, holy yes, like you need glasses real bad.
this is why you probably didn't like driving at night.
Yep.
Because you were, and I get that because you're like, I can't really mm-hmm. see things. But you can't really see things if you don't have glasses and you never thought to get them for till you're like almost 40.
I just didn't think my eyes were that bad.
Oscar, his eyes were so bad, his prescription was one pair of glasses or a dog.
And a cane.
Yeah, they prescribed him a dog and a cane and a cup full
what
of pencils.
A wild world.
Oof. All right, when we come back, we're going to try Mike one more time. We're going to just, because I think I got a good feeling
it's
about
gonna
it.
It's going to be a grumpy Gus if we get him.
Well, yeah, but you know what? What a payoff, huh? Beautiful, right?
Let's do it.
It is the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll take a break, and we'll come back right after this with another call to Mr. Mike O'Mara. Oh, and here's his voice.
Drainage! Drainage! Eli, you boy. Here, if you have a milkshake, and I have a milkshake, and I have a straw, and my straw reaches across the room and starts to drink your milkshake. I drink your milkshake. I drink it up. Did you think your song and dance and your superstition would help you, Eli? The only thing that will help you is the TMOS Shopping Center. Access them at MikeOMaraShow.com. Be part of the solution. They have milkshakes, Eli, and straws. And Eli, if you go to the medical section, there will be blood. I shop it up.
One of my favorite clients, they've been with us forever, Cornerstone, huh?
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
The Fed has taken a more aggressive stance and announced that at least 2 interest rate hikes are likely in the near future to offset inflationary concerns. I don't know how much longer these low rates are going to last, Oscar, so you got to act now. What does this mean to you? Well, whether it's a purchase or a refinance, the time to act is right now. You need to call our friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. We've had so many listeners benefit from this. All of us, you, me, Mike,
yeah,
all 3 of my parents have finance refinance with Cornerstone. They're the best to work with. So even if you're working with another company, use Cornerstone as a sounding board to make sure you're getting the best deal for you and your family. After all, they're a direct lender, which means they have their own money. That's how they can guarantee to meet or beat any competitor, and they do. Cornerstone First is closing purchases in as little as 3 weeks and can help you differentiate yourselves from other buyers, which in this competitive market can make a difference between getting the home you want or not getting it at all. I saw the thing on TV today that houses are selling on average in 5 and 6 days.
It's nuts.
So you gotta act now and you've gotta act fast. The current ultra low rates will ultimately go up. It just happens. And with 20 years in the business and a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau, why would you call anyone else? You gotta call Cornerstone First. The professionals at Cornerstone First are standing by now. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Call now. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. And good guys. Good guys.
Good guys.
All right. Now, if you're just joining us, if you're just getting off an airplane, Mike O'Mara is at Yellowstone National Park having some trouble with the cell signal. We were going to Zoom with him and it didn't work out, so we're going to try and call him now one more time. So, Pony, let's go ahead and put those digits in and see how we do. We've gotten busy signals. We've gotten pre-recorded messages.
Let's see what happens.
Hey, Stigmatism.
Oh, I dialed.
Your call has been forwarded.
All right. Well, you know what? Maybe tomorrow.
I'm texting him right now.
Okay, good. Are you starting it out, Dear Grumpy Gus?
Yeah, yes. Dear Grumpy Gus.
Hey, Gus.
We tried calling you. Feel free to call my cell just in case you can't get into the hotline.
Right. We determined he probably doesn't know the hotline. Not many people do. You know what? It's super double secret.
He may, Mr. Man. He may.
Okay.
We still have the 800 number.
Oh, that's true. That's true. And it's an 866 or 877, rather.
The toll-free. 20 more.
That's right. It's a toll-free number. So the text, I'm sure, will go into him. And
there we go.
It's off. Now, I don't want to cause anything awkward, Oscar, but you did mention before the show, in the pre-show, your mom said something hurtful to you?
Yeah.
Is it worth mentioning?
It is worth mentioning.
Okay. I just, you know, when
I
you
had
mentioned,
a question.
Okay.
When you gain weight, does your chest gain weight?
Well, I gain weight everywhere.
Yeah, but when you gain weight, does your chest gain mass weight?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's not going to be muscle, but it'll be the fat has to go somewhere.
Somewhere, right?
Right.
I've never really had that.
And if you're a lady, it can really pay off.
Okay. So I'm wrong to think otherwise. Okay.
Right.
So yesterday I didn't dress up for Father's Day because my father wasn't there. So I just went over there in a shirt.
You didn't put on your Father's Day tuxedo?
Didn't do that.
Oh, it's a shame.
And at the end of the evening, after a long visit for the old mama, I am doing what is any man's yawn with arms out.
Sure.
Heads up, all right, mom, I love you. It's almost 10 o'clock. I need to wake up early. Gotta go.
Yeah, I'm guessing also when you visit your mom, it's a relaxing environment.
Yes.
And you're ramping down. A yawn is going to happen.
She catches me in my yawn.
Yes.
I'm standing in the kitchen just saying goodbye, being sweet and loving.
Yes.
And I see her glance at my stomach because I guess my shirt came up a little bit.
Oh, no.
And she said, if you get skinny, you can be handsome again.
Oh, no.
That is so mean.
There's not even a nice way to take that.
In a very loving way, which disarmed the complete insult. And I said, I know, Mom. I'm just trying to run a business. Not really worried about my appearance at the moment. And she goes, but you were so handsome when you were skinny. And I said, Mom, I get it. I know. I don't want to look like I ate half myself.
Right.
I get it. I'm 206. I was 210. I'm 206.
That's good. That's a step in the right direction.
Yes. And she said, but remember when you were really handsome? How did you feel then? And I said, this is all in Spanish, so it sounds even sweeter.
Can you say it in Spanish?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's too painful. And
I just have to, as a representative of the...
It's terrible.
It's really cute when
my
you
wife's
speak
like,
Spanish.
What is she saying? I said, she's got the sweet tone, but she's calling me She's calling me a monster.
Yeah.
And she goes, what do you mean? She goes, and this, she says to my beautiful wife, she goes, remember when he was handsome? This in English.
Right.
And he goes, why? She goes, she says, why don't you help him? Like I have some sort of problem.
Oh, my God. So right? Now she's not only insulting you, but she's putting some passive aggressive blame on your wife.
I was so defeated.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fight my mom and I'm not going to be mad at her. That she's been shaming my entire life. Mm. Fine. Usually it works.
Right.
But this was, I was like, all right, mom, I love you. And I literally went to the garage, opened the door, went to the car without any keys.
Yes.
And just waited out there until the dog was packed up and my wife decided to come out. Because like, she's like, I'm just kidding.
Oh, like, so she knows okay, she mom. Hurt you. And
I'm okay. God. Love you.
And this is right after your dad lost 10 pounds.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, that's Jesus. True.
In fairness, before you write it into this wonderful thread for the show, I do call her the notorious RPY.
Yeah, but we don't say that anymore. We don't say that anymore.
So.
You think this is revenge?
She might listen to the show. She might really listen to the show.
I don't know. I think
so
she might take it.
It runs in our family.
I heard she downloads the show. She throws it into Google Translate and then skims it. So that's all that's happening.
RPY.
So, Oscar, I've lost hundreds and hundreds of pounds. And all I know is that if anyone ever pulled it up to me and said, why don't you do that again? I would be wickedly pissed. I would be angry.
Do you think we want to look like this?
Exactly. And you know what? I'll say this.
I don't know about Rob. I want to talk about myself.
Yeah, and you should.
I will make the change. It's just like I said before. And even when I was younger, when I kept it tight, you gotta keep moving. And
Oscar,
Mike told us that.
You are as handsome as you've ever been.
This is a good angle for me.
It is. And you know what? I think if the tighter the shot, the better. There are days when I don't even look so bad myself.
The good angle for all of us.
It is, yeah.
But for my mom, and I used to take pride that she would just shame us into skinniness.
Right.
Maybe it was just the timing. Like a would Sunday night, almost 10 p.m. when you're like, I got to drive 45 minutes. It's been a great visit.
Would it be really out of the question if she ever did it again, if you just held up a mirror and showed her herself?
No.
That would
I wouldn't
be,
do that.
No,
that's,
she
that's
can't
mean
do that.
Painful.
That is mean and painful.
That lady's walking around with, you know, she's got her Boniva pills to take. Like she can barely exercise.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever point at the naked picture in the bedroom and say, look at what you used to look
oh,
like?
Oh, stop it. That's not okay.
Wouldn't do that either.
We have a digital dumpster to get
through. I'm going to live with the shame internally, and I'll share it with my friends before the show, and they'll have me bring it up during the program.
Don't be hateful, Pony.
I apologize.
The bad thing is when Pony looks at you, he sees two of you. Because he left his glasses at home. We're going to dumpster it up after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Checking in live from the deck of the Jack Tar.
Do you know that Pony has something peculiar and unexpected in his car at all times?
So I got an inflatable fishing kayak.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
I never thought I'd get a gone fishing from this guy.
I like going down the pond chasing bluegills or tommy cods.
You don't even eat them?
I mean, I don't want to eat a dirty Fairfax fish.
Bad fish.
I'll eat, like, flounder if I'm, like, surf fishing in Virginia Beach.
I caught you a delicious bass.
Fish sharp. Swallow you whole.
Whether you're the skipper on the deck of the Jack Tar or the SS Caballito.
Caballito.
Small horse.
The Mike O'Mara Show Shopping Center has everything you need for your next fishing expedition.
One case of apricot brandy.
Happy.
Iranian caviar and don't forget the color TV.
Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com and as we say on the high seas.
Here's to swimming with bow-legged women.
What you didn't hear when you were texting Mike, Oscar, is the fish aren't biting because they're all full.
Yeah, they ate all the cicadas.
They're done. They'll be hungry again soon. Anyway, it's important to eat, but it's also important to drink. It's extremely important to take care of ourselves with the proper vitamins and nutrients, and that's why Liquid IV has created Hydration Multiplier Plus Immune Support to help your immune system. All you do is you add it to a bottle of water, and you are set. I got to say thank you to the good folks at Liquid IV. It's been such a great partnership, and they keep us stocked with this stuff, and we live on it. You see, this new stuff, the Hydration Multiplier Plus Immune Support, is a cutting-edge blend of vitamin C, zinc, and Wellmune in a convenient single-serve packet that helps strengthen your immune system. Wellmune, I bet you're wondering what it is, Oscar.
Yes, I am.
Glad you asked. It's a naturally sourced beta-glucan that's proven to help strengthen your immune system. We live it on the Liquid IV here. It makes us feel great, tastes like tangerines. It's great. And we know that with each energy purchase, Liquid IV donates a serving of Liquid IV to someone in need. Liquid IV has already donated over 4 million servings in response to COVID-19. Products are being donated to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active military. And the company has donated over 10 million servings globally. So Liquid IV is changing you and the world for the better. So get your Liquid IV hydration multiplier plus immune support in bulk at Costco, or what I do, order online and get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything when you order through, That's 25% off anything when you order and get better hydration today by using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. All right, let's open the thing, spin it. See who's in there today?
Let's see.
Hi, this is Elvis Presley.
Oh, it's the late Elvis Presley.
Wow,
yes,
went straight to Elvis.
Yeah, he died in 1977.
They were holding him for some special occasion.
No, it's just Elvis.
Hi, this is Elvis Presley.
Now, yesterday was a huge day. I love live music, and this is really cool. Last night was the first time since the pandemic hit that they had a live full capacity concert at Madison Square Garden.
Yes,
and people,
the Foo Fighters.
Yes, have you ever been to the venue? Have you ever been to Madison Square Garden?
I have.
It's an amazing, amazing place. I saw wrestling there. Many years ago, when I were up there when we were on WNEW,
like a special or like a
no,
Raw?
It was Raw. It was Monday Night Raw.
So anyway, is war.
Anyway, listen to this. People are out of their minds excited.
I feel great. I'm looking forward to it. I'm glad the city is here. It's opened.
The last event I went to was December 2019, and now I'm glad the first event, like big event, that I'm going back to is at Madison Square Garden. Where else?
It's amazing to go to a concert after almost 2 years.
And as you said, it was the Foo Fighters. And they are great at surprising people and making special things happen. And they got to the concert, and who do they bring out on stage but Dave Chappelle, who sings lead on the song Creep by Radiohead.
Would you please welcome our lead vocals?
So cool.
Dave Chappelle's here to come up and sing his song.
The thing about the Foo Fighters is they go back, you go back to the history of rock and roll. A lot of people have had hit records, but they're just a great band. They can play. And that's what's so cool.
I've been fortunate enough to see them in small venues, in large venues, especially when I was younger and working at WHFS.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that they put on a show, I mean, that's the price of admission.
Yeah.
Like I'd buy those tickets or over the Eagles tickets I almost bought to take my father.
too expensive.
Well, no, it's in August, and my father is going to be back in town then.
Yeah, yeah.
But, oh, God. Hard to take the old man when he's not in town.
Well, you could WhatsApp the concert. Hold up the phone and say, we're going to do Hotel California. Okay, so that's really cool, but that doesn't mean that Americans are not still stupid. A lady was worried that her dog's shock collar was being ineffective. So when the dog was wearing it, this was on TikTok, she had it set to 30%, and she tried it, and it didn't work. So she tried it again, and she upped it a little bit.
It's on level 3. Let's see what that does. Weak. It's on level 30 now. Weak. So honestly, this thing is kind of weak. I'm not going to lie. So
do
I cranked it all the way up to level 99.
She's wearing it.
So I'm going to see if that really does anything. I'm going to just go ahead and try to get...
So what have we learned? 99 is much more powerful than level 30.
My God.
So, yeah, she took a nasty spill.
Oops.
I think one of the most exciting things in the world of sports now is how much people love saying Torrey Pines. People love to say Torrey Pines.
Watch this weekend.
The U.S. Open. John Rahm. This is a great story. I think his name is John. Is it Rahm? It's pronounced R-A-H-M, Rahm. He, 2 weeks ago, was asked to leave a tournament because he tested positive for COVID.
Mm.
2 weeks later, he wins the U.S. Open on Father's Day, and he's a new father.
From 18 feet. Another one is landed at the 72nd hole, this time for Long to take the lead in the U.S. Open.
And talk about tense. He had to watch other players finish because he had an amazing fourth round. So he had to sit and essentially just root against people. but he was there with his dad and his baby and his wife. And congratulations to him.
Sweet.
Great story.
Very cool.
Great story. So if I tell you the name Nathan Apodaca, does that mean anything to you?
I don't know that name.
You know the guy, though, because he's the one... who had the viral video of drinking the cranberry juice on his skateboard.
Yes.
Do you remember him?
Yes.
And I thought that was sweet and very, you know, organic for the...
I think the story is that he used to make these videos on a regular basis. This one just went viral.
Ocean Spray gave him, like, all the cranberry juice in the world, and I think maybe a car
truck.
Or something. Yeah.
Truck.
Well, he's obviously doing very well because he just released his own drink called Cranberry Dreams Cosmo. It's a 22-proof cranberry juice cocktail that you can buy now in various liquor stores and grocery stores. So... great for if you're going skateboarding. I think it's a great use of it.
Very cool.
I think that is that's just textbook of how a company can take a viral video and run with it. Ocean Spray came out of that smelling like a rose.
And how fast you have to move to make this happen. It's very impressive.
Yeah, and how fast you have to drink on a skateboard. If you hit a bump.
That's talent.
You are totally red. Let's close with this, Oscar. Good news is that now with the COVID coming to a conclusion, we can travel to Europe, but the question is why are they letting us travel to Europe? Bill Maher.
Now that the European Union has recommended letting American tourists come back, they have to ask themselves, why? Wasn't it nicer without us waddling around your cathedrals and our Crocs? Your streets are narrow, and we're not.
It's a valid point. And yes, I have worn Birkenstocks in a cathedral. Okay, so close that dumpster. Oscar, I know you've got a busy afternoon ahead of you.
We all do.
Pony, stay on the phones for when Mike calls, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, that's it, folks. Thanks for joining us. And remember, when it rings, pick up the one on the left. Because
sure.
He sees two different phones, Oscar.
Almost a decade.
I know.
A decade without going to the doctors.
Who's saying this? I don't know who's talking.
I'm surprised you find your way home. That's it, folks. Thanks for joining us for another perfect episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Don't forget, you can always reach us. Message us for the weekly mailbag. You can send it to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our mailing address remains TMOS, Post Office Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Please send us things. And don't forget to spend some time at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Thank you for listening, and join us again tomorrow for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. For Mike O'Mara, Stevie Wonder over there in the other room, and Oscar Santana, this is Rob Spiewak saying so long, everybody.
Good day.
Ciao.
Want more?
Thank you, Oscar.
Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Limped to the finish.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.